I made a mistake last week, well, 2 weeks ago, and invited my guy kids over, and that wasn't smart. So while Sarah was out of town, I was painting, and after I got done painting, I went to Hobby Lobby to get like some pictures and shit, and I ran into my guy kids, and I was like, oh, you know what? First of all, their mom Danielle. I want to know why people do this, and I love Danielle, but why do people? As soon as it is, I feel like when you there's all like, let's say you meet somebody, right? Mm-hmm. And as soon as you say, oh, I'm talking to somebody, blah blah, they do the so when y'all gonna start dating, right? And then when y'all start dating, it's like, oh, when y'all gonna get engaged, or when y'all gonna move in together? And of course, as soon as she seen me, first thing, when y'all get married? I'm like, why do we put that on people? Like, can we just cool? Can we be cool?
I think because people want to see people happy and move forward. Wait, I'm not saying you're not happy because you're not married.
Nah,
but I'm
okay.
saying, I think people want to see people move forward. And so when they feel like you see this person, you're like, they're with a really good person. Everything seems so well. What are y'all waiting on? Let's just knock it out. Like, I want you to be with this person forever. I think that's what
it is. I guess. I just think.
I think I've seen people, and I'm like, y'all like just seem like y'all are really meant to be. What are we waiting on?
I feel like that's us forcing. Like, some people don't want to get married, and I feel like they don't need
now,
to tell
I'm
us
one
that.
Of them people though, like if you say I don't really believe in getting married, I'm not gonna force it. I'm like, oh, okay, well, as long as y'all happy, y'all together, who cares? But you know.
All right, so I was like, oh, you know, Sarah's out of town. Why don't y'all come through next weekend? So Saturday came, and even China came. And if y'all remember, I told you guys, I was telling you that China didn't want to come over the last time because she was either she don't like Sarah, she thinks Sarah don't like her, or she peed on herself or whatever. Anyway, she was there. So I had all three kids. These kids wanted to do everything but what they were allowed to do. So Carmelo, so I had a 12, a 10, and a 5-year-old. Carmelo won. He's, can I go downstairs and play on the computer? No. Can I play on the Chromebook? No. You have Xbox Live. Listen, go play with it.
Why couldn't he play on the computer?
He ain't coming down here playing on this. This ain't a computer to play on. Like, I'm not going to be able to see.
Why couldn't he play on the Chromebook?
No, you play on. You sound like kids.
I'm just asking. Why couldn't? Like, what was
because,
the reason
No, you got Xbox Live. There's no, what are you going to do on the Chromebook? Like, the Chromebook don't have too much.
Maybe
you
he
gonna,
had things he knew that he could do.
He watch YouTube videos and play Roblox, and Roblox is on Xbox Live, and you can watch YouTube videos there. So we had that. We had what else happened? All right, so I'm like, all right, let's go to the park. Now the park, maybe 10-minute walk from my house, so we go to the park. We get there, play
did you
pick.
Walk to the park, or did you drive?
No, we walked. Wow. We were walking. China, she looks at me and said, these, points to her legs, these don't work. So I had to carry her all the way back. And I'm like, well, fuck it. I'm not going to the gym on Saturday. So this is a workout. So,
she said these don't work.
It gets better with China. It gets better. So we were supposed to go to Dairy Queen. And I'm like, all right, Dairy Queen is right. I would never drive to Dairy Queen. It's 2 minutes from my house. I can walk right there, right across this little grass. And then I'll be right to Dairy Queen. But China was like, no, I'm good. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to leave y'all at this house. So sit at the house for about an hour. And then it's like, we want milkshakes. Could you make us milkshakes? And I'm like, yeah,
Dairy
but.
Dairy Queen,
write
that up.
Oh, no. See, I was three kids. And Dairy Queen is not going to be cheaper than me going across the street to this Walgreens
and get ice cream
and make milkshakes. So that's what we did as a little family. We walked across the street.
But I'm surprised. I'm thinking, like, you said you were going to Dairy Queen, or you want a Dairy Queen, and they didn't ask for it then. I'm like, we could have resolved this like an hour ago.
And that's the thing with kids, right? So
you better get it when I ask you if you want it. Otherwise, you ain't going to get it. That's why I ain't got no kids. Go ahead.
First of all. And then we was watching Netflix. Which is great because whenever they'll watch Cartoon Network because they'll watch Teen Titans Go. I was watching Netflix. And they watch Baby Daddy. And I'm just watching this show. I've never seen Baby Daddy. I think it comes on like ABC Family, which is now Freeform, and that's where it came on. Mm-hmm. I think it's still on. And that's just weird. I was just watching, like, this show was about a white guy and he's the baby daddy. And it's just like, but that's looked at negatively when it comes to black people and other minorities. It's like, it's, but this is a funny ha-ha comedy. But so I make them milkshakes or whatever. Gives Brielle, she's the oldest. She falls asleep. I knew she was falling asleep. Carmelo's upstairs. And me and I'm telling China, like, hey, use the bathroom. You know, blah, blah. I promise y'all, I had a full house moment. We are in the doorway of the bathroom and I'm down on one knee and she's like, you don't understand. If I go to sleep, I'm going to pee on myself. And I'm like, well, then use the bathroom now. I don't have to go. And she got the tear coming down the eye. And I'm like, who cares if you pee on yourself? Like, it's not that big of a deal. I'm like, I got a carpet shampoo. I'll lay down two covers. Like, it's, and she was just in a mood. And I was like, you are too emotional for a 5-year-old. Like, you just got too much going on. Golly.
That reminded me, I don't know if you saw it. This guy was on Facebook and he made a little video about how he will never complain about why it takes his girl so long to get ready. Did you see this video?
Nah.
Okay, so it's this guy, he's walking down the street. He's on his phone, obviously. He's holding, like, his kid. No, was he holding his kid? Oh, I think maybe. I can't remember. But he's talking, and he was like, y'all, I swear to God, I will never ask my girl what take her so long to get dressed or get ready or get your day started. And he's like, so, you know, my girl gone, and I got the kids, right? I think he had two kids. And he's just talking about how hard this was because he's like, okay, so, you know, I'm trying to get this one kid ready and I put them in the shower and what, you know, whatever. I get the kid. No, one kid was dressed. He got one kid dressed. He went to go put the other kid in the shower or the tub and get him dressed. But because the other kid was like, oh, it's shower time, that kid took off all their clothes to to go hop in the tub thinking his turn was next after the baby.
Oh, my goodness.
Not realizing he already dressed for the day. So, you know, when he come out the bathroom with the baby, like, where are your clothes? He's like, it's bath time. What do you mean? So he bathed, you know, he clothed the baby. Then he has to go back and clothe the other baby back or whatever.
Yeah.
And he started packing up everything. And he said, y'all, I got to the door and realized I didn't get my damn self dressed. So he's like, I got to put them there. I'm trying to get my clothes together. They crying, they screaming, they doing what they do. You got to entertain them, and then you got to put this on, then you got to do this. He was like, by the time I got myself dressed, I got the kids, you know, I'm walking to the car. I get to the car, I realize I done left my damn keys. And now... And so he had to go back in the house. So you can tell when he's telling the story, this is after he just got his key. He's like, y'all, this is some bull. I will never complain. I have a newfound respect people like that.
It just is. And I left out the whole, let's play board games. And I don't mind playing board games, but I'm not playing a board game. So I got to keep an eye on a 5-year, especially like Life or Monopoly. No, it's going to be stressful. They want to karate kick and wrestle and play hide and seek. And I'm like, why can't we just enjoy each other's company? Like, I feel like
playing like Trouble at that.
I wish. Oh, yeah. I wish I don't have Trouble. I wish we could have played Trouble.
Me and my friends been having game night. And so, like, every couple of, you know, we've all been adding new games to our pile of games.
Yeah.
And so far, we got Uno, regular Monopoly, Monopoly with the debit card. You know, here's the problem with that Monopoly. It only lets you play with four people. If I have a machine that calculates money, why can I only play with four people?
I don't know.
I think that's dumb compared to when you play regular Monopoly with like six people. You can run out of money. I can't run out of money when it's digital. I'm gonna need y'all to upgrade
true.
That.
Ooh.
But we added Trouble and Sorry. Imagine I ain't played Trouble in so long. I'm like, what is the concept of this game again? I played Clue for the first time in my life.
I played that last year because I got Clue. It's not that bad. I like the risk of Clue because like if you fuck up when you think you got it, you're out the game. Like, that's fucked up.
I like the theory of Clue. I don't think it actually needs the board, though. Like, the board is pointless.
Yeah, you really don't need to.
You don't need the board.
The only reason you need the board is because you can't guess if you're not in that room. That's the only thing it helps you for.
That's it.
Because if not, you just be like, all right, I'm going to guess this room next. You just do whatever you want.
Taboo. What else did we add? We played Phase 10 the other night.
I don't know that game.
Oh, phase 10 is so dope. You know how to play gin?
Oh, phase 10. I think they said phase. I forgot how to play phase 10. I just remember when I saw it as a kid, I'm like, is this Uno? This looks like Uno cards to me, but.
It kind of does, but you know, it has another card and it has 10 phases. And each phase you have to have a different thing. So whether it's like a run of three and then a set of three, things like that. And you have to complete your phase before you can go to the next round. And then whoever gets to phase 10 with the least amount of points has to win. So why you look so confused?
Because it almost reminded me of gin. Because I couldn't remember.
And that's why I asked you. I just asked if you know how to play gin.
Yeah, I forgot.
It's very similar to gin. And so in the midst of all these games, I just realized, I just thought about it. Well, I just thinking about all the games I used to play as a kid. I used to play some of the girliest games as a kid. I mean, I'm a girl, so I guess that makes sense. But like Mall Madness and Dream Phone. It used to be this game that had a videotape.
Nope, we didn't play none of those. Huh? I didn't play any of those. No videotape games. I wanted them.
In the VCR, obviously, and whatever was going on the tape went along with the game.
Yeah.
God, I gotta remember that game. But I want to be a kid again.
I don't.
We need to get Cards of Humanity, Cards Against Humanity, and I want to get the Martin Trivia game.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw because Charlamagne reposted it on Charlamagne the Guy from Breakfast Club reposted it on his Instagram, and they had Martin. Who else do they have? They had the Love and Basketball. They have like the Black.
They have
romantic.
Love and Basketball, really.
Yeah, it was a Love and Basketball. I was trying to. And I think they might have Fresh Prince. It was weird because they have like.
Say, why don't they have Fresh Prince?
The Martin has so many expansion packs, and I'm like,
yes, it does.
Is it going to just like be very like what suit was Jerome's first romper? Like how? Because I thought you know, because most of us know the majority of us know the majority of the episodes. I'm like,
right,
what is going to have to be little benign shit for you to catch people up on? Like I don't know what day this was when he went to court when Mark Curry was in the episode. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Golly. Speaking, since you was like, I want to be a kid again. You know how when people say, what is it? I wish I can go back. Like, I wish I could be 17 with everything I know now.
I don't think we would have had as much fun.
No, I'm not saying that. But I get like when they're like, because, you know, you're always saying like, oh, I would have went straight to college, or I would have went into this. I would have, you know, I wouldn't have made the mistakes and pissed away my time. Is it inherited that we want the knowledge, but not the memories? Because if somebody said, all right, John, you can get this knowledge, but you got to keep the memories. And tomorrow you're going to wake up at 17. I'm like, no, I'm good. Because I remember too much. And it's going to suck when you run into certain people at certain times and that person doesn't remember you. Like, could you imagine running into that ex that you love, but you was like, oh no, because I took a different route, and that shit's gonna just fuck with you. Like, we were in love at a different timeline.
I feel like it's like watching The Flash. Like, I don't know if any of you guys watch, yeah, the show. Because Barry likes, not that he likes it, but Barry tends to go back in the past. And, you know, if you change something, it changes the whole timeline, which means it can change your future.
Yeah.
So I feel like it would be a test to myself. Like, if I know the outcome of what could happen, am I going to go back and do it over now?
Yeah, but why would you want to even, you don't even have to do that. It's got like, it's jobs, it's situations. Like, all right, let's do this math. How hard of it, you, even if you take out significant others in relationships, like that's already fucked up. If you bump into like an ex at a mall and you like, I know this girl, and you're like, she has no idea, or he has no idea who I am.
No idea who I am.
Take that out of the equation. Let's go back to 17, and you got to be friends with people who haven't fucked you over yet. You like, I know when I'm 25, this person going to let me sit up here, and
that's so true.
And you got to deal with that shit, because you can't, you're going to just stop talking to them, and they're going to be like, what's going on? You can't tell them, like, hey, when I'm 25, you're going to do some fucked up shit. You're going to fuck my friend, and you're going to do this. Like, I don't want the memories.
That's true.
Just give me the knowledge. I want to know, like, hey, if you're going to mess with this person, you know, be upfront and honest with them. If you're going to go with this job, take it seriously. I don't want the memories. Like, fuck the memory. Or you gotta,
but then you wouldn't think that if you didn't have the memories to learn from it.
No, you could. All right. Everybody listening knows 2 + 2 = 4, right? You remember who taught you that shit? No, nobody gives a fuck. You don't remember that shit. I just need the knowledge. I just need the knowledge to be like, all right, I know I should be upfront and serious and do certain things, blah, blah. You know, because I think the main thing is we learn, especially men, we learn responsibility later on in life. I wish I knew responsibility at 18. It's the only reason why women date older for the most part, because they think men are mature. So if I was mature at 18, I'd have been ahead of the fucking game. Not for just dating, but for life in general. All right. Speaking of life, if you don't have anything, any other comments?
Life.
Where's this cord at so I can hook this up? So Twitter, home of the $200 dates and fly out stories that go wrong, had another story they wanted to add about rent. Let's see if I can.
About rent. This should be good.
Yeah. Let me go back to the beginning of this. Watch.
That because you feel I make more money, I should continue to be paying all the rent like I've ever been.
That's not the only reason. You are the breadwinner. You're the man of the house. I feel like it's just like a traditional thing for you to pay rent.
I feel like we're best friends, right? You say we're best friends.
Yes, but I'm also your woman and your fiance. Okay. So I'm not just your best friend.
When I go out with my friends,
yes,
my
but
best
I'm not
friend.
Just your
Listen,
best friend.
When we go out to eat, just because I might have more money don't mean I always gotta pay the tab.
Okay, you know, so you guys go half.
If I got a good week and we go out and I offer to pay, cool. But sometimes my friends offer to pay for me too.
Is your best friend
asking,
taking care
do
of the home?
Plan on offering
Is your
to pay
best
any
friend
rent?
Taking care of your home?
No, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about paying
but
the rent.
But you want to use a situation like a best
lease.
Friend, right?
The
my name is on
both
the lease.
Of our names.
As a man, you should be paying rent. Now I'll help out with groceries. I'll help out with other things, right?
But I'm talking
Gas,
about the rent.
All that stuff. The rent
I
is your
pay the
responsibility.
Full rent. They
don't
even know how much the rent is. It's a lot of money.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
All right. Did you recognize those voices?
No.
It was everybody's least favorite couple from this season of Love & Hip Hop New York, DJ Drewski and Sky Landish.
Sky Landish, who the fuck is
that? You don't, Sky Drewski was messing with Bianca. He put the computer on her ass and then.
Oh! You know, now that you say that, I can hear that. I can actually hear that now. Okay.
So, what are your thoughts on this? I probably know your thoughts.
Ooh, what are my thoughts?
That you should probably, I feel like Sky lost her argument, and maybe you feel this way too. When she said, when Drew brought up, both our names are on the lease. If both of our names are on the lease, you need to chip in. Because what are we doing? And I don't know. Listen, I get her whole argument of, I take care of the house. But if I need you to listen, I don't know why anybody, even if I was a guy, I would want to put in on the rent. I'm sorry. I should say, even if my girlfriend was making way more money where she could actually take care of the mortgage here by herself, I got to put in. I got to contribute, especially if she wants me to and I'm capable of doing it. And it seems like she was capable of doing it and she didn't want to do it. And she actually hit him with the whole, it's traditional. What the fuck that mean? Like, oh, that we over
think,
that
I
shit.
I don't like when people pull the traditional thing because it's only traditional when it's convenient for you.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. Like, I'm pretty, if it's so traditional, then do you stay at home and cook and clean and don't work and take care of the kids? And you know what I'm saying? Like, don't feed me the traditional shit and you don't play your role in the traditional woman's world. Not saying she don't clean or whatever, but I'm just saying, I bet you still get up every day and go to work.
Yeah, she got
when
that.
When most women back in the time wasn't. They was bearing children and taking care of house.
She has that, I forgot what it's called. It's kind of like another Love & Hip Hop New York alum. Kaylin Garcia got that twerk out thing. Mm-hmm. So she has that, what's it called? Stripping Fitness or some shit like that.
Yeah, I remember
so
that.
She working. And I'm
and
like.
You making money, honey. Here's my thing. I am all down for splitting rent, whether you make more or not, because I feel like stuff make up for it on the other end. So say my husband, fiance, boyfriend paid the
you
entire could have rent.
All that with significant other, but go ahead.
I could have.
my fuck buddy who lives with me.
Rent or mortgage or whatever, right? Yeah. Say that's his duty. And whatever that amount is, boom. But say I take care of the cable, the electricity, the, you know, the water, the groceries, clean the house, battle little stuff. Is that like, well, you don't pay your half of the rent, so it ain't important. It ain't relevant. Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, and I feel like
all parties is doing their part for the household. Who gives a fuck where the fuck it came from.
But here's the other part too. All this should be established before y'all move in together.
Before you move in together, so exactly.
So you should already know, like, hey, I'll do the rent and you do this and be done with it. If that's not established, you're going to have arguments. And another thing, speaking of arguments, why don't we just try to avoid the argument? Because, and maybe Sky is looking at it like, I'm daring Drew to do some shit. Because I feel like the first time y'all get into an argument where she's like, how come you coming home late? And even he could be on the up and up. I'm not saying any infidelity. But he could be on the up and up. What's stopping him from saying, like, well, I pay the rent. So what the fuck, who you going to tell me what to do? And I'm like, that could be her out, but that's what people do. Money is power. So I'm like, why? Remember that we brought up Jerome Martin episode where he got mad at Cole for bringing, what did he give Gina, like $20? And Martin was upset about
shit. Yeah, I remember that. Okay.
That's a funny ass
love. That's true. I learned that growing up, which is probably why I'd be like, I don't need you to do that for me. But because
people hold over your head.
The people were like my dad, and I love my daddy, rest his soul. But my dad was that typical Jamaican black man who's like, I make the money, I make the rules, this is how it goes. You don't like it, you can get the fuck out type of person. And I feel like he used to kind of hold that over my mom's head because he was always, you know, more financially stable than she was, you know, back in the day.
Yeah.
And then the moment when it turned and my mother started making more money than my daddy, this man did not know how to act. It's like he lost his entire manlyhood or something. Or he would throw it back. He'd be like, well, whatever you want to do because you're paying, you know, you're paying it.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, y'all are husband and wife. Y'all got to both live in the house. Dude, who gives a fuck? I don't know. This is why I'm living by myself.
There you go. Then I can't wait because I want some guy to, like, start leaving his toothbrush and his boxes at your house. You're like, what are you doing? What? I mean, I'm over here enough. If you got to have a change of clothes. You know, we have to have sex and take a shower. I can't put your panties on. He going to hit you with that shit. It's going to be great.
Leave that bag in your car.
Oh, that's so disrespectful.
I'm just saying.
Shell calling Ubers up. Yo, Uber here. Like, damn.
You can go now. It was nice seeing you.
Oh, man. So you said you saw Dear White People, right?
I did. I watched Dear White People. What was the name of the TV show? Defamation?
Defamation. Defamation Wednesday.
Hilarious. This show is so horribly over the top.
Oh, man. Are we doing spoilers or are we talking around it?
There might be some spoilers because I ain't going to censor whatever.
Okay, so you know what was crazy? Logan Browning, who plays Samantha White. She was on Hit the Floor.
Yeah.
And I think I said when Hit the Floor came out, I don't know when it came out, but I was like, oh, girl, look at the Bratz doll.
She do like a Bratz doll.
I forgot she was in Bratz.
She was a Bratz doll, yeah.
Yeah, and that's how I knew her because I was, when I worked at Sears, we had a very small DVD section, but we had Bratz. And I was like, who's this black girl? And I knew who she was. And I looked it back up. I thought she did a good job as Samantha White. I like when TV books do it too, where they have a character's last name play into their role.
Their as
a
world, yeah.
Like she was really, really black and she was dating a white guy.
She was black and white.
Yeah. Who else? And I love the supporting characters. Like, you know what? Who one of my favorite characters is? Kelsey. I like Kelsey.
Which one was Kelsey?
Kelsey again? Is the brown skinned chick with the dog. She's like, you know what I think?
Like, I don't hate her, but I'm like, girl, your life is so simple
because she
don't care about shit.
Yeah. But Coco.
Survey. She cared about was Survey. She reminded me, but you know what her character actually reminded me of? She reminded me of Dion from Clueless.
Yes. Yeah. She did a very Stacey Dash-esque. So I love Coco too, but when Coco and Troy, when their relationship ended, I was like, I didn't get, like, I felt like what Troy was saying to her was real, but Coco still was hurt. Like, did you, and if you did feel some type of way about him, why didn't she say anything then? And I'm still confused by when she said, look, I'm better than you, I'm smarter than you, I'm going to be somewhere and you can't, and I'm never going to remember you, and you ain't going to be able to stop thinking about me. He said, I hope you're right. That threw me too. I'm like, what do you hope she's right about all of it? It's like you want to be able to not think about her.
I got questions, though. Did you watch the movie, right?
Yes.
So Sam and Troy dated at one point.
Yes.
Why didn't they last?
Over the dad. I believe it was over the, it was, she's like, I'm not about to do this with your dad or whatever.
Okay.
But in the movie, I believe Troy doesn't have that like come to Jesus moment that he has in the TV show. And Troy and Coco, they just use each other. Because Troy, in the movie, Troy is dating a white woman. He dates a white girl, and Coco likes white men. And they, even though these two people are like these like surface characters, they end up sleeping with each other in the movie. And they're just like, yeah, but it's not going to work because our future's already planned out for us. And I thought that was kind of fucked up. Speaking of fucked up.
So does this show not have any relations to the movie?
Only the characters are the same. The storyline is not the same.
The storyline's all that. Okay.
The only thing that's the same is, of course, dear white people in the movie, that blackface party happens, but that's like at the end of the, that's how the movie ends with that blackface party. And this is where the story begins. Reggie, who I enjoyed, but how you not see that Joelle was cute and dope and you should have just been talking to her. Joelle was
from the get-go.
Yes. I'm like, you can't, I don't get that in life. They do that on TV a lot, but I'm like, you can't see that even if you're not interested in it, because they made Reggie's character one, not be interested in Joelle in the beginning, and he couldn't even, or, and two, he didn't even notice that Joelle was interested in him. How can you be that oblivious? That just,
I think because he had blinders on, because he was really into Sam.
I couldn't believe, hold
on. And it seemed like, or at least it kind of seemed like Sam gave him the idea that, you know, she might have been a little bit, because she knew he liked her. And yeah. Was, you know what I'm saying? She didn't change how she acted with him or was around him until it came out that she was dating a white guy.
Yeah, that's true.
So he probably just didn't ever notice Shorty was really feeling him. And she probably wasn't putting it out there as much. I think she put it out there more knowing that Sam got this white dude. So she like, oh, it's my time to shine. She probably wasn't acting like that in the beginning.
That could have been a thing. Lionel, I thought he was a good character. What was
that's the gay guy, right?
Yes, he was the gay guy.
So I was starting to question Troy, because in my head, now I'm not saying, you know, like gay guys are far and few between. But I'm like, how do you always manage to have a gay roommate?
Yeah,
and why they all like you? And you are really comfortable. No, again, not saying he's not supposed to be, but he's like really comfortable with being around the gay guys. And you know they like you.
Yeah, shirt off. Let me hook your fade up and all this. And they want to smoke with you. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
That's so cute. He's just so infatuated. It's adorable.
I'm trying to figure out. Oh.
Funniest part of the whole thing is when he gets up there to do his poem that he wrote about after how he felt about after the cop held the gun up.
Yeah.
But when the white girl that was on the stage.
Oh, dancing.
Doing her praise, spoken word routine up there. Boy, I about burst the kidney laughing over
there. What's up with Nia Long getting work? And I felt like they didn't even advertise Nia Long. I was like, she just showed up.
Look at her in here. Getting these checks and coins.
Yep.
All in all, I'm looking forward to second season.
Yeah, I do hope it gets a second season. And you know what? I really enjoyed this show so much that I'm like, you guys probably could do two seasons at that school and do a 5-year, 10-year jump. Because most of them are like late 20s, early 30s. And I would watch them in New York. I would watch them in Chicago. I would watch them in Atlanta. I would watch these group of people in the real world still interact with each other.
To me, I feel like they wouldn't still interact with each other. That's just forcing it. Like, I kind of hate when take all them characters and put them somewhere. Like, why would they all end up in the same place?
Maybe they don't have to end up in the same place. Like, New York is big enough, right? Mm-hmm. But they could, I still say they could still do a show, because a lot of episodes, they all don't interact with each other. So I feel like we can be like, oh, okay. You know, or you can do it a middle episode where Troy comes up to New York to visit with Lionel, who's working for the Times, and runs into Samantha or something like that. But they don't have to live in the same. He could be in D.C. with Coco or some shit like that. But we can still follow them.
What happens is that we get a whole new slew of characters, too. Because say we have somebody who live in L.A. and then somebody living in Atlanta or whatever. We're on their personal lab. It's not going to be just them and that character. Now we got to meet their friends in Atlanta and that person's friends in LA.
Or if you wanted to, you know how the new season of Orange is the New Black is doing, like the 10 episodes or 13 episodes is taking place over the 3 days, over 3 days. I would love them to do a season of their 10-year reunion, class reunion, or 15-year class reunion. And then not only do they interact with each other, but we get flashbacks of where they're at in life. So we're seeing them outside.
I can see that.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen with Troy at this point now that he got locked up and Daddy Mayhaw is finally feeling it?
I could see Troy either dropping out of school or just disassociating himself with his father.
Like, just I definitely see him not fucking with his daddy. I think this whole St. Troy thing going on, because we know he ain't a saint because he was sneaking the smoke and stuff and having people piss for him. I know he ain't the same, but I think it's going to get to the point where he'd be like, fuck this.
That's another thing that bothered me about the Troy Coco thing. Why on television, maybe this happens in real life, do you automatically break up? Because regardless of how Troy felt about Coco, she was still going hard for your ass. Like, she was trying to make you, make sure you got to the position you need to get to. I personally would have said, do you like me or do you like the idea of us? Because I'm trying to figure this out, so I don't. Because even when I felt like he had the right reason to break up with her. He still was an asshole. He was like, you don't know me. You don't like me. You like the idea of us and blah blah. And Samantha, that's the thing too. I like that every character was flawed. I love the fact that, I said this. Like, the racist people didn't watch the show because they just thought like this is going to be all for them. But all the black characters were flawed as fuck. And the fact that Samantha told, what was a dude named Gabe, I had to fuck Reggie to see. I said, I wish the chick would tell me I had to see if you were what I wanted. And that's the way you went about it. Like, yeah. I was shocked that they had sex. I thought they kissed. And they just took
I knew they fucked. She was ignoring calls and stuff. I'm like,
All right. So hopefully they get a second season. The Get Down's not getting a second season. How you feel?
I know. I'm a little upset.
I didn't know we was going to get more seasons. I was like, oh, we was going to go to the 80s. I thought it was just a one season thing because the way they split it up. I was like, oh, all right.
I'm kind of mad about it, though, because I wanted to see how Books became the big rapper.
Yeah.
And what happened to Shali and all the other guys. Like, I'm kind of upset. Like, can somebody else? First of all, here's the crazy thing. In my head, I feel like I never hear or never thought that something gets canceled from Netflix.
Yeah, I think they said Marco Polo and Lily something. Maybe it was Lily Hammer. Not too much get canceled. And the funny part about, not funny, I guess, but the thing about it getting canceled, usually when shows get canceled, the first thing they say is like, Netflix. Yeah, you're like, oh, well, Netflix is picking up. Netflix ain't picking up the show they canceled. They said it cost too much to do. Like, that season was $120 million. I said, for a TV show, y'all wild out.
What, though? Like, what was it that cost
it was
so much?
Colorful. They added animation in the second part.
They didn't need the animation. The shit was whack. I was so confused. I'm like, why are we adding this to begin with?
Yeah, I thought that was silly. And on top of it, the creator and director or executive producer, he was like, I want to do movies. And Sony and Netflix was like, hey, we need you to focus on this. So that could have played a role in it, too. So... that
I
is
don't
that.
Know. I don't. First off, they definitely didn't need to spend $100 million or $10 million or whatever. They could have cut some of that shit.
They could have easily.
But I'm just trying to think, like, why does this cost? Why did they cost? Because I heard their budget was stupid.
Yeah, we got anything else before we get into sleepers? Not sleepers. Sleepers. Shut the fuck up. And then the season finale of Empire, where I got so many questions.
I did watch that. Mm-hmm.
So many questions. Anything got? You good?
No, I think that's about it.
Shut the fuck up.
All right, this week, shut the fuck up. It's going to, I don't know, maybe food in general? Like,
food? Okay.
Just this, all right. So we know that food has been getting out of hand, right? You've seen, we went through the bacon craze. Like, that shit was ridiculous.
I will never understand.
Just this week. Let me see who's in charge, because I know Starburst and Skittles, but I have no idea.
Oh, Paul. Well, I'll wait till you finish. I'll bring it up afterwards.
Who was in charge of Starburst and Skittles? Whoever. Oh, Wrigley. So the people make our gum. They're introducing two new flavors, Sweet Heat Starburst and Sweet Heat Skittles. They debuted at the Sweets and Snacks Expo. So let me give you the flavors. According to People, there are five Skittle flavors: fiery watermelon, blazing mango, flaming orange, sizzling strawberry, and one called lemon spark that's more of an electrical burn than a hot taste sensation. When it comes to Starburst, there are four flavors: fiery watermelon, strawberry mango, and flaming orange. And then there's a piping pineapple. And then if you guys think like, oh, that's crazy, that's silly, Pepsi introduced Pepsi Fire, which is a cinnamon pop. So if you guys want to take, you want to take the liquid challenge of a cinnamon.
I am totally against that idea right there. I'm so over the big red taste of anything.
That's what it is.
I swear to God, I hate the smell of the candles. I hate the toothpaste.
There's cinnamon toothpaste. Yes, I was like,
I don't want a big red sensational taste in
it's
nothing.
Almost like when Pepsi did that Kendall Jenner shit and they was like, fire Pepsi. They was like, what if we did Pepsi? We flipped that shit to Pepsi. You're on to something. Pepsi just be Pepsi. Crystal Pepsi ain't that great. Pepsi Blue wasn't that great. Like, just stick to fucking Pepsi.
And I say that about food joints too, because, you know, they've been, McDonald's been promoting
with the Kraft sandwiches,
handcrafted burgers.
Stop it.
Like, thank you. Kill me with this. First of all, you're not going to feed me this meat that you call burger and then put avocados on it as if the shit finna be healthy. Who does that and where? Yeah. What?
But it goes further. There's like chocolate Captain Crunch now. There's it's a French Toast Crunch. Like, who the fuck, y'all, I promise y'all, Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Crunch Captain Crunch and with the Crunch Berries, they were straight. Who was asking for more?
Over the chips. Who is it? Jay's? Lay's? They have all the flavorful chips with the biscuits and gravy.
Oh, that's Lay's.
Lay's gyros. And then the wrap chips, whoever that was a real thing. I thought that
hold
was
up.
A joke.
Wait, hold up. You mean to tell me it has been 4 years since me and you went to that wedding and I did not tell you that I saw wrap snacks at the gas station before?
No, you did all right, not
so,
tell me that.
So, all right, so you were in the wedding. So I'm explaining this for the audience. You were in the wedding, so you left earlier than I did. So I got in my car, and I think I had to get some gas and some shit. So I went to the gas station, and they had wrap snacks, and it was like Young Jock and stuff. And I was like, this is a real thing. I'm surprised I didn't bring it back up. But yeah, I seen wrap snacks in person. I didn't grab any of them. But yeah, I know they got the Migos with a dab of ranch and shit. I'm like, what?
Dab of ranch. These niggas are creative. They is exploiting the fuck out of y'all.
They are. So yeah, food, just will it in. Just a little bit.
Just kill that noise. Did we talk about this last week? Because you know my memory trash, which one of my followers decided to bring out. So that's, remember I'm the silent party, the guy who told me to talk about silent party? He snaps me. He was like, I'm happy you talked about it because I know your memory trash. I said, you are my people. You guys know me so well.
God.
Did we talk about the Monique thing last week? Because I don't remember.
Yes, and we played the clip.
Oh, we did play the clip. You know why I brought it back up is because
Adrian,
I was watching The Real.
Yeah.
And Adrienne Bailon had said her two cents. And then it was this big Twitter war about it. Well,
you know,
not
what?
Twitter war. Monique said a few words.
So Adrienne Bailon basically... She's still keeping that name, right? Because I know she's married. But she was... I agree halfway with her because she could have said what she said without calling Monique out of saying... without saying, like, Monique, why couldn't you just, like, let it slide, blah, blah. But when she said, I don't like the fact that we live in a society where keeping it real is always reacting to negative shit. And I was like, yeah, I like her saying, like, why come keeping it real can't be... You know what? That's what they did. Fine. I'm gonna be the bigger person. Blah blah. Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that has said it was, it wasn't that she was, to me in my eyes. Maybe I didn't look at it like other people. I didn't really feel like she was coming to Monique per se when she said it. Her comment. The thing was, she was reading the comments, and everybody said
Monique took it that way, and everybody ran with it.
That's how the headlines were. This is the part. So on The Real, Lonnie Love was saying, we don't know what was said before she said this or what was said after. We don't know her whole set. We got this 10-second, 15-second snippet, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's true. We don't know where this joke, or, you know, if it was a joke, if it was real, whatever, where it was going or came from. in the same breath, everybody started commenting on what Adrienne said and disregarded the fact that her initial statement was, I was reading the comments and all of the comments was like, yeah, you better keep it real and this, that. That's why she said, I don't know why people feel like keeping it real has to be like this. She never said, Monique's not keeping it. Okay. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I'm like, people's not reading or watching the whole statement. You just seeing this 10, 12 second clip that somebody cut and gave you to watch. And yeah. I almost was okay with Monique's reply to her or comment back up until the end. I think Oscar it was the last tweet.
I don't know which part. The part that threw me was like, when you get an Oscar and blah, blah. And I was like, but you complained that Oscar didn't do shit for you.
Was like, well, I'm doing this so that women like us can get Oscars or something like that. And I'm like, girl, like... And then when she can, oh, you know, if you would like, I can come on the show. And then she ended it with like, I can't even think what she said, but you know, people be like, just like that, honey. You know, like, it's just like that last word that you could have like left out. I can't remember. I have to go find it again.
Let me see. I pulled it up. Monique responds to, they got the tweets. I know she kept them. She ain't the type that's going to delete some shit. Oh shit, there's so much. By the way, I am fighting for young sisters like you who haven't won an Academy Award. If you where's the honey part at?
No, I don't remember the word per se. I'm saying like, you know how you use last word to stick it.
We await your reply, sister. This is Monique. I hope I'm not being too loud for you. LOL.
That's what it was. I hope I'm not being too loud for you. All like right. You could have kept that line.
Nah, Monique said she had to.
You can't be loud in a tweet, honey. Like,
unless
listen.
It was caps and yeah.
Like, to me, I just felt like that was like everything else you said was okay up until, I hope I'm not being too loud for you. Like, I would have probably just been right there to fuck with you if I was Adrian and then pull back. Like, bitch, fuck it. Move around. You know what I'm saying? Like, that line was not necessary to me, in my opinion.
All right, let's get into these sleepers.
And why do people think they're allowed to have an opinion today?
Hey, why do people think they're not allowed to have an opinion?
Yes, me, man. So many people was like coming at Adrienne. And I'm like, well, that's her opinion. She's allowed to have that.
Listen, I've been fighting this war because, you know, the finals, the NBA finals are set. And it's the Cavs versus the Warriors. And of course, but LeBron passed Michael Jordan in points in the playoffs, something like that. And of course, you get the whole Jordan versus LeBron. And I'm like, why does it matter if somebody else thinks LeBron James is better than Michael Jordan? As long as you hold your belief,
you
like, who cares? I'm not going to lose sleep because there's analysts who disagree with me.
I wonder if they get tired. Meaning like Mike and LeBron. Mike and anybody, for that matter.
Yeah, because everybody
gets compared to Mike, point blank and a period. Like, I wonder if Mike just be like, listen... I had my time. Let the shit go, nigga. Like, what the fuck? Or do like LeBron be like, what more do I got to do to y'all? Yeah. It shows that I'm a great player. And I never hear these questions being asked in like an interview. And I guess because our interviews are really basketball driven, like, how was your game? But I mean, like, if you really had a sit down conversation with this particular person and asked them about all types of stuff, that would be one of my questions. Like, how irritating is it to always be compared to? Or, you know, how do you want to break away from that? Like, I'm pretty sure if I was LeBron, I'd be like, stop fucking comparing me. I'm not Mike. I'm LeBron.
I'm mad they don't have it because he had a clip. Let me see.
Put him in ESPN. LeBron, from the number that you wear on your jersey to, you know, just the way people have talked about this one guy being such a luminary in the game and you trying to chase it. How do you put into words passing Michael in such a statistic that, you know, has a lot of stature in this game?
I think, first of all, you know, I wear the number because of Mike. I think I fell in love with the game because of Mike, just seeing what he was able to accomplish. But I felt like Mike was so, you know, when you're growing up and you're seeing Michael Jordan, it's almost like a god. So I didn't never believe I could be Mike. So I started to focus myself on other players and other people around my neighborhood, because I never thought that you could get to a point where Mike was. So I think that helped shape my game. And
It's too long. It's 4 minutes, 37 seconds.
That's a good but
he did say, like, I wanted to be like Mike. I was in my driveway, at the playground, doing fadeaways. And then he said, I've done everything like Mike. He's like, I tried to do everything like Mike as far as the number, blah, blah. And he's like, except for go bald. He's like, but it's happening. I'm probably going to go bald post-career. Mike got me beat on that. And I was like, that should dead it. Like, he's already said, yeah, I wanted to be this man. I look up to this man. Cut it out. Golly.
And now it's time for the sleeper songs of the week.
Sleepers this week, I was smart and I downloaded this, so just in case, because this should be want to mess with me and make me look stupid. Downloaded only. I was upset because right before you hit, we started this, I was listening to that Bryson Tiller because he put his shit out early, and I was thinking, like, what was it? I was like, oh man, there might be a dope sleeper on here, but no, I was like, forget it. You know,
is that a good album?
No, I was only 2 or 3 songs in, so I couldn't find a sleeper yet. That was too late. This one is from, it's called Loud and Liquor. We got Memorial Day weekend coming up. You got any plans for Memorial Day weekend?
Well, maybe.
Okay.
I wasn't ready. No, like my friend, he flies all over the place. I never know when he's coming to town, like, ever. And so he hit me up yesterday, like, yeah, so be in your city this weekend, what we doing?
Oh, okay.
I don't know, because I didn't have any intentions on you coming here. So now I have to figure out plans. So I'm sure we'll find something to get into. Somebody got to have a barbecue, although I think it's going to be raining most of this weekend.
Yeah, I think there's like a nice stretch on Saturday or Sunday. Saturday, I think, where like it doesn't rain till like 10 o'clock at night. So I think that might be the day.
When you turning up, it's going to be like whoosh.
Yeah. And you know what? It just hit me, and it shouldn't have, but Sarah's birthday is on Memorial Day. And I was like, women who have kids born in May, is there a better month for them? You get Mother's Day, your birthday, and Memorial Day. Is there any other time you're going to get three? I mean, you can probably throw, if you're born in December and you get married in December.
I'm about to say my mama.
But no, you born in December, get married in December, and Christmas, you got three. Yeah, that's it. But you got to do a lot of stuff on purpose. The other one, I guess you can have kids on purpose.
My mama feel like she get cheated too, because everybody just kind of bundles Christmas. Everything.
Yeah, I can't bundle her Mother's Day and her, it's May 29th and the Mother's Day is usually at the first or second Sunday. I can't do that. So you don't get cheated.
My mom's birthday is Christmas.
Yeah, and you get screwed.
You have Christmas. And then their anniversary was the 26th or the 27th. And then my daddy ain't no better because his birthday was the 28th. I used to tell them all the time, like, this is real petty for this setup. Real petty.
All right, finally, let's get to these sleepers. Gun on people like, y'all got songs. All right, this is from Matt B. He's actually from Chicago.
Hey, Matt.
Song is Loud and Liquor featuring Casey Veggies. We're not going to get to Casey Veggies. A little turn up song. Let's see.
Damn, so I don't even think I know where the fuck I'm at right now. Hey, but we gon' have a good time, right? Hey, where that nigga scares at? Let's go. This shit's been getting hotter every day. And all my homies living for the weekend. And you know we be burning through it.
Burning through it.
Swear there ain't no other way. We gon' have fun tonight. And pop some beds, that's OG status. We gonna run the night. And all my life, that's all that matters. Don't put much focus on the details. And I've been avoiding rehab. And I got all my hitters with me. Yeah, I got all my hitters with me. Let it flow all night.
We gon' let that burn all night. Just let that burn all night. We gon' let this burn all night.
So that is Matt B. Loud and Liquor. You can get that iTunes, Sound, not SoundCloud, Google Play Music, Amazon, everywhere you buy music. All right.
I like it. Well, I like the beat and I like the verse. I don't think I like the chorus.
I think what happens with the hook, because I got me too. I was like, you brought the music up too loud on that hook part. And I don't think he wrote it as well as he could. Like the post hook, the post chorus is a little bit better.
Yeah, than the hook itself.
Yeah.
And then I like the beat and I like how he spit the verse. It's just something about the hook. I'm like, I mean, it works. I don't love it. But in theory, I like this song, Matt. That's cool. So I was riding around the car, you know, riding around in my car and getting it. And realized I was trying to think of, like, what I could do for my sleeper song. And I thought I would go a little different.
Okay.
So you ever hear, well, I know you have, but you ever hear a rendition of a song from one particular artist and then you just like it way better than the original?
Yeah,
maybe so much that you don't even remember how the first one go.
Oh, so,
but this particular, now I remember. I'm just saying, for this particular one, I went a cappella group, which is like one of my favorite, which is Pentatonix. Oh. And I remember them from the Sing Off. If anybody ever watched that show, they was the season 3 winners, and each week they had a different theme that they had to do. And the one week I think it was like R&B or rap night or whatever. And they did Love Lockdown by Kanye West.
Yeah.
And I just really like what they did with this song over. And I don't even think I listen to the regular Love Lockdown anymore, ever. So that's my sleeper song.
All right. Let me see if I pull this. All right. So I actually have them when they performed, I think. That's what it is.
I think that's the only one you're going to get.
Okay.
Last week, Pentatonix brought their twist to a new wave classic.
Oh, cut all that out.
Yeah, nah.
Once again, showing that they're pushing the boundaries of all vocal music.
I like it. I wish it would have. Oh, let me go to this one because I'm about to say,
it's on Google Play.
Oh, okay. Hold up.
I'm not loving you the way I wanted to. What I had to do, had to run from you. I'm in love with you, but the vibe is wrong, and it haunted me all the way home.
So you never know, never, never know, never know enough till it's overloved, till we lose control, system overload, oh, screaming no, 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 no.
That is dope. I was thinking while I was watching this, is Pentatonix, because I have not seen Pitch Perfect 2 and I know Pitch Perfect 3 is coming. Is Pentatonix in there?
They were in the last one at okay. the World Battle one.
Okay, that makes sense to me. They should have been in that. All right. Gotta go find my soundboard. You guys got clips today and shit? I'm gonna feel like you got a LeBron James interview. You got a...
LeBron James.
Yeah, rest in peace, Vine. Speaking of, I forgot about that, because these kids at my school, they forever doing the whole "what are those" to me, because
what are those?
And I'm like, I don't think you guys know how this works, because I get it when I wear my regular, I just wear regular Nikes or whatever, but they do it if I wear Jordans one day to work. They'll still, and I'm like, wait, you're just doing it just to be doing it? Whatever, this doesn't make any sense.
They just pick on you now.
Yeah, but shout out. But listen, last day of school was yesterday. It was really dope because we let the fifth graders walk the hallways and get autographs for their t-shirts. And they came to the lounge, was like, "Mr. John, Mr. John." And I got to autograph their shirts. Now, why? And I did it last year, but I don't do it that often. So the first one I autographed, I really put like John R. And I was like, I probably should be signing this Mr. John. So, you know, just to make sure. Let's get into...
That's dope, though, that they want your signature.
Yeah, they actually like me. I don't know why. Like this one kid, Iman, he's so bad. And he tells the teacher that I'm his favorite. I'm awesome. And I'm like, how am I awesome? I'm always telling you, like, stop, get off. No, stop. I have to tell him every day, stop saying nigga. Because he'd be like, my nigga. He black. But I'm like, we're not here. We're not doing, no, we're at school. And this school is predominantly white. No, we're not doing this. All right. Let's get into this empire because the questions I had.
Well, no, why didn't I ask you that?
What?
Back on Dear White People, when the white guy did say, like he was rapping the song.
Chapter 5 is my favorite episode because of that.
And he was like, yo, we cool. Just don't say the word.
Yeah.
How did you feel? Like, would you have said that or do you think it would have blew up?
I don't know if it would have escalated. I would have gave you a look. Like, this is what we're doing. I thought they handled that scene well with how the black people were like, we just don't want you saying it. It's just can we not get you to say it? Is it that much? I don't understand. It's in the song. That's how white people feel like. I don't get it.
Like, it's in the song. I'm just repeating the song.
And I liked how it escalated because he was like, I'm not racist. And they're like, no, we're not saying you're racist, dude. Like, you're missing the point. But and I love that. I'm not going to spoil that twist for you. You guys got to watch this show. Yeah. I promise y'all, watch Dear White People. Oh, shit. All right. Fuck. I will do this. I know. And hopefully y'all didn't check out. We got to lay out this schedule for the next 4 weeks or whatever. So please stay tuned after this Empire thing. Or I'll put it in the show notes. I hope to God I remember to do that. All right. Empire, I got so many questions. So last week, was last week just a pop-up casino? That wasn't the real casino, because this week we got a real casino.
I don't know, child.
I was really cool. I'm like, wait, where were we? All right, so here's my questions.
Yeah.
Why did Andre let Charlotte know that he was setting her up?
I don't know.
That didn't make, like, I feel like keep that. All right. that's a little question. Maybe we don't know. But I feel like, don't play that card.
That's how we get rid of Eva LaGuardia. I felt like we won't see her again.
You know how we could have done that? Him stop going to Las Vegas. Him stop accepting her calls. And then we get a better scene. You were about to have sex with her. Like, that was weird that you did it that way. But okay. All right. That's a little question. Bigger question. We just keep dead people in the house. We just on ice. We just keep dead people.
Please, somebody explain to grandma to me. What is her? I'm so confused.
I'm gonna get confused. Everybody else, how was the grandma able to call the police when she had 24-hour surveillance? Did I miss a scene where they weren't around her? All right. And then here's the other thing. So you guys are telling me I could kill, hypothetically. This would never happen. I'm not, unless it's self-defense, I'm not killing anybody. I could kill Sarah, invite Jermaine over, have him touch the letterhead a day later, and then call the police and say he did it, and they're not going to question anything? Like, they didn't question any. They were like, wait a minute. And then, don't you do an autopsy? Right? And the autopsy will let us know how long that person has been dead. And uh-huh. What if she has an alibi for that? That doesn't...
A fucking letter opener.
Yeah, everybody touches that. That didn't make any sense. I thought it was so just stupid.
And when she did it, when she was like, oh, wait, I was like, she wants this girl fingerprint. But I don't get her. You hate her that she's going to be out of your life, though.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Like, what does she know that we don't know?
And plus, you old. So I get it. What's the purpose of, like, what the worst thing that can happen is you go to jail, but you might get 5 or be stretching it years left on earth. You'd be out.
I just don't see her point. Like, what? I just feel like Granny knows something we don't know. Like, why are you trying so hard to set this woman up?
Maybe Granny knew that
she was in it with the Dubois.
I guess because that was like, wait. Anika knows that they have the. I'm so confused. I was so confused through this whole thing. All right, here's another reason I was confused. Hakeem, the family's in a good place. Why would he go against it? I understand that's his daughter. I get that wholeheartedly.
But how they gonna know that you told them? I would have just told them the truth and been like, I'm putting up this front because they want me to do this, that, and never. But hey, this is what it is.
Yeah, Dad. All right. So then the questions continue. Throughout this episode. I'll save the Lucius and Cookie shit for later. So I know we skip ahead 3 months, but nobody asked Andre in those 3 months, how'd you know there was going to be a car bomb? And when he explained it, they were just like, oh, that makes sense. And that, like, so you wanted to kill your father and you could be in this hotel, I mean, the hospital room.
So wait, pause though. Exhibit don't question Cookie, but he goes completely against Andre.
And what? All right, which didn't make any sense because Andre has came through time and time again. And if Andre says, you know what, call it off, I got the keys to the kingdom, we can do whatever the fuck we want. Why is Sean so hell-bent on like, nah, we got to kill this man? What? But here's the thing. Why have you not? I stood with two episodes and I'm like, you didn't confront Andre on Nessa being slapped by Cookie or confront Cookie. But when we got introduced to Shine and Nessa, he was her protector.
Yes.
So I'm like,
so true.
Where did that go? All right. I have questions. Oh, you know what? I watched a lot of TV and we didn't get to it. Sorry. I seen The Bachelorette. That's a freaky weird show. That is a weird
I've show. Never watched that show. I've
never
my life.
Seen. I've never seen none of them. That's I had to watch. I watched it because I'm like, hey, the sister on there, let me support. I didn't know you were supposed to get married. Like you got to like you know you get a ring. I know. I was like, wait, y'all really supposed to get married off this? This is crazy. And then I watched Beat Shazam. Jamie Foxx makes that show. That's just nothing but name your tune.
Oh, it aired already?
Yeah, aired yesterday. So I watched it on Hulu today. I didn't get to see Love Connection, but the summer
I just knew you was going to watch Love Connection.
I'll check it out. My whole thing with Beat Shazam, and I'll get back to, because Terrence Howard was on there. Why are all game shows dark as hell now? Like, I mean, when we was younger, I mean, Family Feud is still bright, but Pyramid...
Pyramid was dark to me, that dark burgundy to me.
It looked bright to me. I forgot what game was the poker. They had the big playing cards and the dice. Price is Right is bright. But everything, ever since, I feel like how to
Whammy? Is that the game?
That has a big board. There were big playing cards.
I forgot like, I know what was going on. Okay.
And then there was win, lose, or draw. They were all bright. But I feel like ever since How to Be a Millionaire. Who wants to be a millionaire? Everything is just dark. They're all dark sets. But yeah, like I said, Terrence Howard was on there. Terrence Howard. Am I at the cookie part? The Cookie and Lucius part? Yeah. I mean, look, anyway, we're going to be here. This dude was able to do so much shit. And so he everything, every time they get somebody, it feels like Scooby-Doo-ish. He's like, hey, Nia Long, those contracts you signed weren't no contracts. I'm like, she was smart enough to manipulate you, but she wasn't smart enough to look, to read, and see what she was signing. And then she was just hauled off.
That's it. No more Nia Long.
I'm like, she knows some of your dirt.
She's got to come back next season. She has to. Like, you can't just get rid of Nia. The way her character comes off, like, she is just this bad bitch. She killed her husband. Like, there's no way you just going to shoo her along.
And then...
you ain't got your memory.
Yeah, that's going to be great. Was I the only person who looked at Terrence Howard performing like, oh, you never lip synced before because you looked horrible doing this song on stage?
I got questions. When did he become a singer? All this time he's been this hardcore ass rapper.
That's what I'm saying. I looked at Sarah and I said, could you imagine if Jay-Z was serenade? I don't care if he got a voice. I'm like, dude, I've heard you rap some of the hardest bars. No, I'm sorry.
There's no way I'm allowing you to like get this soft on me. Even if you wanted to do a soft song, it better be a soft rap song.
Yeah.
Like, you can't. And then I thought he was going to propose.
I did too. But I was here for them giving the company to Andre, whatever. But they didn't complete it, but it looked like all was forgiven from Cookie's side. Like, oh, I'll take you back. I'm like, well, you do know this season he was sleeping with Anika. He probably slept with Nia Long, Juliana. And I'm like, that's all he had to do was apologize on stage with a song. And you're just like, yeah, you're my man. We're going to spend time.
And, you know, he had a revelation. Let's retire. Let's grow old together and travel the world.
I was here. I was like, when... His eyes fluttered. I was like, let him have amnesia. let him have it. I was like, yes!
Yes, I did too. Because, I was like, he ain't gonna remember them. Mm-mm.
Oh, man.
He was giving me real, I don't know if y'all remember, he was on Living Single back in the day, playing Maxine's little young 18, 19-year-old boyfriend. I'm so happy he got that little slick shit out of his head because he looked just like that, right? I was like, you're giving me all Living Single, Terrence Howard.
Oh, man. I was, you think him and Demi Moore going to date? Because she was rubbing that hand across her face. And I was like,
what type of doctor was she? Bitch, you fired. I was not here for her.
That was a lot of extraness there.
I felt like she one of them creepy doctors who be sleeping with the patients while they unconscious and stuff. Like, that's what she was giving me.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a real creep. I'm not here for her.
Yeah. Oh, man. But I would like to, I want to see where it goes with Lucius. Lucius. We need at least a half a season with him without no memory. I promise y'all, episodes.
Into this, I watched early. I said, watch, they going to get rid of his amnesia in 2 episodes next season. You right. That's got to drag out for a while.
Yeah. And you know what? If you do it right, it'll be because I promise you, there's moments in this show I just feel like they don't earn. When we got the scene when they were retiring and giving the company to the boys, I was like, that would be a dope scene if you guys had better writing leading up to this scene, because that scene seemed so genuine. I was happy for Andre, and I was like, so funny, that scene where he was like, hey, call it off, Sean, and he was like, nah. He was like, well, you're going to have to shoot me, and then they like push him, and then he just runs the other way. I'm like, what happened to that hoe? They got to shoot you. But
he had to go stop, because I was like, fuck that, go stop them from getting in the car. So that's what he has to do.
Yeah, so the whole thing
was, he's not only going to kill the dad, he's going to kill his mama.
Yeah.
What cookie do to you?
Yeah, I realized we had that happen twice. Like, now Jamal had got shot. Mm-hmm. But so I wanted to be where Lucius like learns that he's bad. Like, wait, I'm a bad person? Like, why were you guys loving me? Like, it could be done so great if you do it. Like, piecing his life back together. I don't know how you're going to do this Tyreek and Anika thing, but oh well, whatever. And then, shout out, hold up, we almost got out of here. The Dubois are some scary people. I think Clara's Diana. I hope that guy is gay, because listen, I love my family, but if they was like, John, we need you to fuck a dude to get in, I'm like, nah, that's not happening. I'm sorry.
Yo, I'm like, first off, I wasn't expecting Taye Diggs to last this long.
I wasn't either.
I thought he was going to be in and out like Darren Luke, like boom. And then like the Hispanic guy, boom, up out of here. He's clearly going into the next season. Man. Like,
yeah, and then you got Lucius now having his memory, and Lucius, well, say what you will, he's a master manipulator. He's a strategic man. Yes. And now you're missing him, and you got to depend on Cookie and Andre.
Man, I wasn't expecting Miss Felicia Rashad to be in here this long either.
Yes, I love it. First of all, this episode today, the beginning, it was like Felicia Rashad, Nia Long, Demi Moore, Eva Longoria. I'm like, y'all got all the damn guest stars on this damn show. But
how much are they getting paid to be on one episode of these shows?
I have no idea. I have no idea. But yeah, I'm here for the Dubois family. I wonder what the girl's gonna do.
But what's point? Like, you not what's the point, but like, you legit that mad.
They lost the election.
A baby.
Yeah.
A baby though. Come on, B. You could have did anything else. You take these people baby.
Yeah, you could have planted evidence and got the whole record label shut down and everything. They right. was like, nah, we're gonna take a baby.
You gotta think about it. I'm so bad because I don't know nobody's name. Taye Diggs' character.
Angelo.
Angelo, right. He knows shit.
Yeah, he does.
He knows shit. Like, you gotta go take, like, this little harmless little baby. She just, and then the fact that Anika knew, like, what do you gain from this? Are you gonna end up with the company? Like, he gave you your divorce. You didn't want no pots. I don't understand.
Do you think we're gonna get, the house is gonna play back into it? Because first, which was so stupid on Hakeem's part. I mean, it's great little writing, storytelling wise. But Hakeem was like, look, here's a picture of me and Bella. And Lucius was like, whose house is that? And he was like, it's Anika's parents. And I'm like, would have Lucius been there? So I'm like, would he see this picture and be like, no, this is not that house? Like, blah, blah. I hope it comes back. Or I don't want that to be a throwaway line. All right. So that is Empire. Let's talk about the next 4 weeks. So for week 1, we're definitely doing House Party versus Friday.
House Party.
That's a yes. I'm asking you. Are we doing?
Oh, this? I thought you were saying like that's what it was. I'm nah. like, oh, okay.
All right.
House party versus Friday.
So by the time we record next time, we have to have watched. I want to make sure I rewatch these movies. I want because I know there's gonna be some little shit. For you guys, Friday is on HBO. House Party, you got to rent. That's $2.99 for SD, $3.99 for HD. So not that bad. And most of you guys probably know House Party front to back. Second week, Tupac week, since that movie's dropping. That's Juice and Poetic Justice. Juice, did I write where Juice is at? Shit, Poetic Justice is on Hulu. I know that much. Juice is on Stars. So if you have a Stars account, you can watch Juice.
Go ahead and order your Stars account. Pal will come back on in a couple of weeks. Y'all be ready.
All right. So what are we doing for week 3 and 4? Did you see that list? Did you see is there anything
I
you wanted to grab?
I did see that list.
Oh, so I'm sorry. Again. Before you were saying, we can't do the Five Heartbeats versus the Temptations because the Temptations not available anywhere. Like you can't rent it or anything. I was like, what? You can't rent the Temptations?
Really?
Yeah.
The Temptations.
Oh, it might be on demand. I'm talking about streaming. Like it might be on your Comcast on demand, but if I mean Xfinity, if you guys don't have that, did it show up?
Oh yeah. No. It's not for on demand. It airs. Oh, so if you guys wanna catch it,
when does
it's
air?
Coming on June 4th.
Oh, that might be in time. Well, that could always record it.
On
that'd
VH1.
Be, that'd be third week anyway.
Yeah, on VH1. So if you guys don't remember it, because I don't need to watch it, because clearly I know this movie's
yeah,
hard.
The Five Heartbeats is on Netflix, if you guys want to
yes,
watch
it
that.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Do you have anything for week 4 then?
That's right. I was going to the list.
Okay. I wanted to do School Days versus Dear White People. But that would be great.
That's good, low key. But then I got to go watch the Dear White People movie, huh?
Yeah.
I need a new phone so bad. Come on now. Get your life.
And then while you're looking at that, so we will be doing emergency podcasts when certain things happen, but for the most part, it'd be movies. But I know guarantee we have to do one emergency podcast because I think Power comes back.
You know what I've never seen? And if I have seen it, I damn for sure don't remember it.
What?
The Inkwell.
Yeah, I've seen it. But I don't remember it. I've seen the Inkwell.
I don't remember that at all. I just made a Crooklyn reference earlier today.
Yeah.
If I had to pick Strictly Business or Mo' Money, oh man, or Love Jones or Jason Lyric.
Both
why
poetic.
Don't we let you guys decide what the last week is?
All right. Yeah, we'll put the I'll put the list on this when this goes up, and then I'll do it in the Facebook group as well. So you guys can decide what the last week of movies will be. There's way more we can do. Like,
yeah.
I was like, so this we can come back to this well, this inkwell, if you will. All right. That should be the episode. I think we burned on everything. I can't wait for next week because you guys don't understand House Party on Friday. I said this, and I'll probably repeat this. I'm like, you know what sucks is this will be our first time doing it, and we're doing it with, like, two movies I love. And I was like, and even with the podcast or something like that, when you start off, you're like, oh, this is rough around the edges. I was like, watch us perfect it when we're doing like Mo' Money versus Strictly Business, or we're doing Meteor Man versus Blake Man. No disrespect, but I'm like, I wish we would have gave House Party and Friday that treatment. So I'm going to go be thorough. I want to bring in some trivia.
Meteor Man versus Blank Man. If you don't get your life in order today.
We could do that shit.
Nigga. First off. Wait, Meteor Man was on a few months ago. And I was like, is this what the fuck I think it is?
Yes. Meteor Man flipping through will have you be like, what the? Meteor Man.
Blank Man too. God,
I'll throw that in the list, guys.
No down, dirty shame.
I was trying to see what it would go against. I love Low Down,
I don't know
Shirt
what that would go against.
I love Low Down, Dirty Shame. What was the dude, the gay dude named Peaches?
Peaches.
He's last like Bernard.
No, Miss Peaches, no, that was her name.
The other dude's name Bernard.
Was Dwayne.
Oh, Dwayne.
Right?
And the white guy's name was Bernard because he slaps
Bernard.
Him and he was like,
yeah.
Bernard. I love Low Down, Dirty Shame. All right. I gotta find something to go against real quick just to throw it on the list. Alright, at one and only, you can tweet Shell
at Safety Shell. You can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on Snapchat at IMez with the Z Shell.
Follow the website 1550 Nav. Join the Facebook group, because this week I had to put in. Since we're doing Friday versus House Party, y'all can tweet us y'all thoughts on these movies. Email us at EQPOD. EQPD. Wait, what the?
OP?
Yes, EQOP.
Like, where's this D coming from?
POD at gmail.com. I believe I put that in there as well. Or you can leave it in the Facebook, and we'll, you know, if you have a funny anecdote about this or any anecdote, we'll bring it to the podcast. So yeah, you guys can chime in on these two classic movies. What can How to Be a Player go against? I used to love that movie as a kid.
Oh man, How to Be a Player.
Money Talks.
Play that game?
Money Talks need to go against something. Money Talks is an underrated Chris Tucker movie.
It is. But no, does that fit? Two Can Play the Game?
You know what? They might, but you know what can go against each other? Set It Off versus Dead Presidents. They're both heist movies.
Set It Off was just on the other day, too.
We can make a fucking series out of it. We can spin this on our own little RSS feed, and y'all just come from Black Cinemas. All right. make sure you guys rate, review, subscribe. Until next time, I say peace, she says.
Yeah, I see they getting super comfortable over there, or rather complacent. This prima donna producer syndrome is so contagious. All of a sudden accomplishing everybody faces. It's crazy what you see a grown man do for a placement. I'm still getting BMIs from when my shit was peaking. Looking at my bank account, I see them pinches peaking. Looking at me and you, we do it for different reasons. All that other shit you doing is just attention seeking. When you really got it, ain't gotta reach for it. When you talented, you ain't even much gotta speak for it. And I never been the one to do the stereotyping, but she ain't my type, and that's why I'm in the keys, boy. I never wanna come off in my raps like I'm upset, but I wouldn't be real if I ain't get it off my chest. I leave social media to those who use it best. Lunch lady, I'm serving you niggas with the net. Don't be making these statements you later on regret. I don't respond immediately cause I move with patience. Don't be backpedaling, apologizing, saying that I'm nice, it was impulse and you ain't mean to say it. Like I should just turn my cheek like little bro and take it. Like you wasn't one of the ones that shocked I made it. Like you was so surprised when I seen the hatred. Like I ain't the one the city deemed the greatest. My cousin Jay doing the bid and sent me 8 letters. And how it's crazy that we let age get us. And how it moves him every time he sees me on the screen. And all the mother days he said my music made better. You can't get her, I late met her, I ain't never. But I'm pretty sure that she tastes better. She got me in a little spell, lowercase letters. Her man ain't finished his sentence like open space question. Mark at least for good stars, she wasn't on the dot. Told her and them come here before we part. My man them submit guys.